USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Democrats are saying that President Trump's recent call to limit birthright citizenship is fear-mongering ahead of the midterm elections. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi saying last night it's a gimmick.
Well, this is just more of the same of what he has been saying. Taking babies out of the arms of their moms, putting them in cages, warning about a caravan that's over 1,000 miles away.
She was speaking on CBS's Late Show with Stephen Colbert. President Trump paid his respects to the 11 victims of Saturday's shootings at a Pittsburgh synagogue yesterday. He and the First Lady visiting the Tree of Life Synagogue. They were joined by his daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner, who are both Orthodox Jews. Boston's victory parade for the world champion Red Sox will step off at 11 o'clock Eastern Time this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, a laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
President Trump with a busy schedule, a lot of rally appearances in these final days before Tuesday's midterm elections. Tonight he'll be in Florida, where he'll be supporting U.S. Senate candidate Rick Scott and the candidate to succeed Scott in the governor's office, Ron DeSantis. Advisor Kellyanne Conway talking about the president's messages at these rallies.
He's out there campaigning for candidates who he says will help support his agenda. And what does he talk about on the stump? Many things. He talks about the tax cuts. He talks about deregulation. He talks about the fact that he has tried to meet with Kim Jong-un to get denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, which helps everyone. He talks about border security as national security.
Meanwhile, Vice President Joe Biden was blasting President Trump at appearances in Wisconsin yesterday.
Look, folks, Americans already know who Donald Trump is. The question is, who are we?
A Christian woman who was facing the death penalty for blasphemy in Pakistan has been set free. And this is USA Radio News.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife, Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country. But I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock. And because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God, indivisible. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
China is reversing a 25-year ban on the trade and use of rhino horns and tiger bones, a move that is delivering a blow to international conservation efforts. The decision would permit the use of endangered species parts for medical and scientific use. The conservation group World Wildlife Fund said the policy would have adverse effects in protecting the animals, which was approved in 1993 amid an international drive to protect threatened wildlife. The decision comes at a time when wildlife parts continue to be trafficked in Chinese territory. The Hong Kong Standard reported last week that a rhino horn smuggler was sentenced to 8 months in prison for bringing nearly 7 pounds of rhino horns into Hong Kong from Mozambique. Human consumption is having a major negative impact on wildlife across the world, and USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
According to a new report from the World Wildlife Federation, vertebrate species, which include reptiles, birds, mammals, fish, and amphibians, declined by 60% on the globe between 1970 and 2014. Increased food production for humans and demand for energy and land and water are driving the changes. South and Central America saw the biggest declines, an 89% loss of vertebrate species between 70 and 2014. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.